Okay. Hi, I'm Daphne Westerling from the College of Graduate Studies.
I'm Rachel Carbajal, also with the College of Graduate Studies.
And welcome to our very first episode of Mastering Grad School, a podcast series that gives you an inside look of what to expect when pursuing a master's degree at Sorel State University. We'd like to start the conversation and hopefully equip you with tips and resources for those who are currently on their journey or thinking of pursuing their master's degree. We are very excited to have a very cool and dear friend of mine joining us today. Mr. Anthony Quintana is a first-generation student from Radford, Texas. He earned his Bachelor of Arts in English in May of 2021 and is currently pursuing an Master's in Art in English at Sorel State University. Throughout this academic journey, Anthony has held various roles, including reporter for the Skyline newspaper, editorial designer for the 2022 edition of the Sage Creative Journal, and certified peer tutor. As the coordinator of tutoring services at Sorel State University, Anthony oversees the training and development of the Alpine Campus's in-person tutoring center, as also serves as a liaison for online tutoring services such as tutor.com, ensuring equitable access to high-quality academic support for students across Sorel campuses, including Alpine and Sorel International. His most recent efforts are focused on assisting English as a second language, ESL, and English language learners, students, fostering their academic success as Sorel continues to see growth in international student enrollment. Beyond his professional role, Anthony is deeply involved in community service, working with nonprofit organizations to support individuals and families in need. In his free time, he enjoys playing guitar, singing in his local church choir, and pursuing his passion for photography and videography. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So, I understand you are the coordinator of tutoring services and of tutor.com, which is a fairly new service, I believe, that we've had online for what?
Roughly about one full academic year.
Okay.
We had a soft launch in November of 2023, and since then it's taken off.
Okay. So, can you tell us about tutor.com and how it benefits our students?
Sure, absolutely. So in the specific context of our graduate students, tutor.com is a 24/7 online tutoring support service. I always tell students, you know, when you're thinking about tutor.com, think about it as the name of the brand, not necessarily a website, because it can be a little bit misleading. The reason why I say that is because we offer it as a free service. So it has support in over 200 subjects. And the way that students can access that is through their Blackboard account. So through their MySRSU, when they log in with their credentials, that grants them that free access. So that's why I tell them, think of tutor.com as the name of the platform, not the website address.
Okay, great. what is the easiest way within Blackboard for the student to access tutor.com?
Sure. So to get to tutor.com, it's very simple. It's going to be just like a normal login process. So it's going to be the same process for everyone, whether you're a student, faculty, or staff. You'll log in with your credentials, and then on the top left-hand menu, you have access to your courses, which for our online graduate students, they'll be accustomed with already, going through the platform and everything. Right below there, there's going to be a tab that says Organizations. That's going to be their central hub. So we have the grad support services in there.
Yeah.
We also have tutor.com in there. So everything's all in one place. And what's really nice about this platform and service is that we offer support to our ELL and ESL students, which I'm really happy about. And I've made it a point to have our instructions and information in both English and Spanish.
Wonderful.
So that's something that we're really pushing for in terms
Great.
Of representation for our students.
I really like to see that as many places as possible, since we are an HSI with a seal of excellence. Yeah, I think that is so important to do. So I commend you for that. What makes tutor.com special?
So we have a lot of different services on campus. As Daphne mentioned, you know, I manage our in-person center. We mostly serve undergraduate students there. So for our graduate students, This is a huge benefit because with Tutor.com offering support in over 200 subjects, we can really attack very specific areas of focus within that. So for our MBA students, for example, any of our Master of Arts students, there's going to be something there for them. And with the tutoring support that they get, it's done by professionals that do have advanced degrees. So they are getting the best adequate service. Just for context, with Tutor.com, it's a national service that's available, and a lot of our institutions across Texas and across the United States utilize it. And for good reason, they have a very strong, rigorous process when it comes to hiring tutors. So they have about 100,000 applicants per year, and maybe only about 2% of them will actually become tutors.
No kidding. Wow. That's really impressive.
So they have to take a content proficiency exam, but they also have to go through various interviews because they want to make sure, are these people persons? Do they enjoy working with others?
Right.
Can they adapt their learning styles? What is their background? You know, what is it that they're bringing to the table beyond just their academic achievements?
That's really neat. So it's, you get a little peek behind the curtain here. So you're not just talking to a machine or AI. You get a real life person who is trained to work with students who may be frustrated and struggling. So that's really interesting to hear. So it's a very personal one-on-one sort of experience, even if it is online.
Absolutely.
If students, for example, our current students, would they be able to apply for these positions if they were really interested in, you know, I want to become a tutor, I'm in Master of Education, I'm trying to pursue it further, would they be able to apply for these opportunities or to become a tutor with Tutor.com?
They could. An important distinction there is with the tutors on that platform, since it is a national service, it is a separate standalone third-party service that we're partnering with. But they can absolutely do that. So, for example, in our in-person center, I had a senior undergraduate student that had prior experience with Tutor.com. And then organically, she wanted to go to an in-person center. But she had previous experience, and she talked very high about it. So, that's definitely an opportunity for our students.
Awesome.
So our students, grad students, I want to clarify, are they able to still go in for in-person tutoring with the tutoring center? Or are you guys focused on undergrads?
We're primarily focused on undergrads, and that's just because of the nature of our student population. Mm-hmm. So for context for our listeners, I work in the Loboden Advising and Tutoring Center. So it's a central hub for our undergraduate student population. So we advise students that are below 30 semester credit hours. So there tends to be a lot of overlap with that population coming in for tutoring. However, we service every student. But with our online platforms, we wanted to make sure that they had something for our graduate students. We understand that a lot of them are distance education.
Yes.
So making sure that they have equal opportunities. So we have online synchronous sessions for our graduate students. And then for our students here on the Alpine campus that are undergraduate, we have our in-person center. So I think we kind of hit everything there.
All right, great. Can you walk us through, as a student, the process to access a tutor? So I know we sign into Blackboard. We go to our organizations. We find the Tutor.com organization, or you can also find the Tutor.com link under the Graduate Student Support Services organization. Grad students, you should be seeing emails coming through pretty regularly from us. So hopefully you'll be able to find that link. So once you find the link and you access Tutor.com, what does it look like from there? How does a student get tutoring?
Sure. So you're greeted with the same landing page. So it'll say, welcome, Rachel, or welcome, Daphne.
Oh, okay.
And from there, you have three central components. Everything is there with large infographics, and you can do three different options. So Tutor.com offers asynchronous tutoring. So for any of our students that are doing any kind of research, heavy, intensive writing, because of their schedule and obligation, whether they're a TA or they have other responsibilities outside of the classroom, we understand that, you know, they may not be able to have that face-to-face interaction. So they can submit their work, and the wording that they use on there is, it says drop off your work. So very straightforward with the wording that they use. And from there, you know, it's really great because you can specify exactly what you need help with. If you're uncertain and you just have general information that you're sharing, that's okay too. The tutor is trained to understand and interpret what you're saying so they can help you reach tangible goals.
Great.
It's great because once you upload your document, you know, you go through the academic integrity policy, just like how we have the global reference database when we upload work. They have the same thing. They also check for AI usage as well.
Interesting.
So before you submit it, before you can kind of check your box.
Absolutely.
You know, okay.
And you're consenting to that before you actually submit your work. So you know what you're getting into.
Right.
Okay. So the tutor has an understanding of that as well.
Right.
So they'll submit their work. Once that's done, as a policy, they have a 12-hour return window. What we're noticing with the data that we found over the last academic year is students usually get their work back a lot quicker than that. So the earliest we've seen is 6 hours.
Wow.
And the latest we've seen is 8 hours.
Really?
And without a sacrifice to quality of feedback, it's the same consistent quality every time.
That's very impressive. 8-hour maximum turn at this point is, that's really impressive.
Yeah, and they're very thorough. So let's say, for example, a student is working on a thesis. If it's a multi-page thesis project, you know, they may not be able to get through the entire 50 pages.
Of course.
But what they will do is they'll be very specific and intentional of how they can continue building off of that once they return if they want to.
Oh,
so it's a continual relationship that they can build with that tutor.
That's wonderful. So then the tutor is familiar with the student and the student's work and has a better understanding of what the student is trying to accomplish. Yeah. And again, it's that personal touch that makes all the difference. So in case any of you students out there were worried that this was an impersonal bot sort of a thing or less personal than... In person, I keep saying person, but for any of you that were worried about that element, it sounds like it's a really, it's a great way to bridge that gap, especially for our thesis students. What a great, great resource. So yeah, thesis students, keep that in mind. Yeah. Not only do you have Marilyn McGee, our thesis coordinator,
yes,
but you, tutor.com sounds like a really strong resource for you. So, okay, so that's that component. You said there are three different ones, correct?
Yeah, so moving on to the other two, you can connect with a tutor right away. So if you're in a situation where you just need a quick reference or referral to something that you need a little refresher on, you can do that. So you'll get connected with a tutor right away. You're not necessarily going through search boxes or anything else, narrowing it down. What's really great about that function is that's where you can actually personally select your language. So for any of our ELSL or ELL students.
Oh, wow.
Everything will automatically change to their native language, specifically for our Spanish speakers. And from there, they'll get a native Spanish-speaking tutor. So they're TEFL certified. So they understand working with linguistics and understand working with students that are learning English as a secondary language. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be cookie-cutter information or advice. It's going to be very specific to not only helping them with their objectives, but also to helping them learn the language in the process.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So that's our instant connect. So whether it's math related, science focused, that's usually what we're seeing students gravitate towards. For that personalized synchronous session for writing, going back to that, that's where they can actually schedule a session.
And that instant being instant 24/7, you'll have access to somebody who can help you within.
Yeah, correct.
Weekends too.
Right?
Weekends too.
Okay.
Which is great because for our in-person center, of course, we operate under our normal office hours.
Right.
So that's able to service students wherever they're at, especially if we have international. If they're under different time zones or even just out of state, for example, I know we have a lot of distance ed students that are out of state, which always amazes me, you know, how they hear about Sol Ross and how they connect with us.
I think that's wonderful. So, yeah, it means we're doing a good job recruiting and marketing, I think.
Absolutely. So it's great. So we even had students that connect with a tutor at 4 o'clock in the morning, which I don't know what their thought process is for that, but it's there for you, you know.
So. Panic before homework is due.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be me.
Working under pressure. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. So yeah, anytime you can pretty much guarantee you'll connect with a tutor. There's always going to be someone online.
That's amazing. Okay. So what's our third option?
Sorry, well, pretty much we cover them. So we have the person, which was the drop-on.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the instant connect.
Got it.
And the last one is to schedule a session. I will say with the scheduling as well, you can always go back to working with that same tutor. So we have a favorite function, just like a bookmarking function on any of your favorite web browser.
Oh, okay.
And it works the same way. So if you really like working with that specific tutor, it narrows down that process and you can continue building that relationship.
Assuming that particular person is available.
Yeah.
So that works only with the drop it off and with the scheduling function. You're favorite person, right?
Correct.
Okay, but the instant is kind of a you get what you get who's available, which
yeah, you spin the wheel and then whoever it lands on, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you can narrow down, you know, what specifically you need help with. So it won't be randomized or anything. It'll be
tailored for course.
So the algorithm will detect what you're looking for and pair you to the best of its ability.
That's really neat. I like the idea that you can just, that you can keep a favorite tutor because, yeah, those interpersonal connections.
Yeah, you're going to think you're calling in and that you're going to get someone different every time.
Yeah.
Would have to repeat.
But you can build those relationships and somebody.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Okay. So what has been the overall outcome since its initial launch? What are some exciting things, trends you're seeing? Or how can we do better about getting the word out there for this?
Sure. So we had a soft launch in the fall of 2023, and I want to give credit to the Title V team. So Mr. Kendall Craig and everybody else involved, they did fantastic work bridging that for us. You know, this was a new platform that we were adopting in replacement of SmartThinking.
Right.
So Estella Vega as well, shout out to her as well.
Yes.
So all of the amazing team in Title V, the work that they're doing.
Shout out to Third Floor Rebels.
Yes.
Yes. That's
right. Is that Shell's inner...
That's our BAB Third Floor grants group.
We have part of the inner circle now. I get to know.
Yes,
we're in the inner circle.
You're a
cool
kid now.
Yes. All right, honorary.
Yes.
So yeah, shout out to the Title V team for putting that together. It was a lot of work, and I was just fortunate enough to be a fly on the wall for those meetings and being the liaison for that. But since its initial launch, I've really been working proactively to advertise it, kind of bridge the gap of knowledge with our faculty and staff as well. And just trying to get them on board and help them understand what the value proposition is.
Yes.
So that our graduate students in turn can see the benefit as well. So what we're noticing is an uphill trend. It's been increasing by quite a substantial amount of users. So just for example, last year in our academic year, we had about 1,500 sessions.
Okay.
And our most popular subject was for writing.
I'm not kidding. I would go with math. Yeah. Math would be my
writing is.
Okay. Yeah.
And I guess, you know, for our graduate students, it makes sense because whichever subject field you're in, you're doing research and writing.
Writing.
Writing and research and reading about what you wrote and vice versa. You know?
Yes.
So
yeah.
A lot of
literacy
that process.
Is key, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a help. It's with that.
Yeah. And also, too, what's neat about tutor.com is it helps you holistically as a student. So there's also professional development in there. So
some
of our business students are utilizing, you know, courses on how to use Excel or how to use QuickBooks.
Okay.
So
interesting.
We try to look at the student more as an emerging professional,
Absolutely.
Not just from the academic sense.
Yes.
So it's really beneficial for that. So there's all different kinds of things. And then for our students that are thinking about doing graduate school, we have preparation for the GRE. Also for the GMAT, the LSAT as well. So any students that are aspiring to go to law school. So there's really cool stuff that kind of bridges the gap from undergraduate to graduate as well. So we're noticing an uptick trend on them utilizing those services as well. And then again, our most popular subject being writing, it's all encompassing. So that could mean anything from a graduate level English course to something related to natural resource management. So it's really neat to see the data, and students are really taking advantage of the asynchronous usage as well. And it makes sense because, again, you have a busy schedule with university life.
Of course.
Especially as a graduate student, you're probably working already. You're
right.
Workforce in some capacity. So it's great to see, you know, just how they're utilizing it. And it helps inform our decisions of how I can market and position it to our students.
Right, right. Because, of course, the more utilization this gets, the longer we'll get to keep it, or the chances that it'll stick around and we won't try something else. So, because I know inconsistency can be a little bit of a bother. So I want to encourage all of our students to give it a try, avail yourself of this resource. So, as a good segue, you were talking about how writing was the most utilized portion of tutor.com. Can you also speak to about the writing center that students have available to them?
Sure, absolutely. So that's one of our additional online services. Again, it's free of charge. It's part of your experience here at Sol Ross. And what's really great about that is I want to give a shout out to Robin Alvarez. So Mrs. Alvarez, she's the one who spearheads this project, her and Dr. Sally Roche. They're the ones that are in charge of the online writing center. I do have previous experience working there as well. So I had the opportunity to work with Robin as a fellow colleague at one point and fellow graduate student. So that was nice. I think that's really where we got our online bearings in terms of like working in an online platform.
Yeah, I'm done.
So we definitely started around the same time, and it's amazing to see the work that they're doing. So the Online Writing Center, one of the huge benefits and the big selling point for them is the fact that it's run by graduate students, servicing not only undergraduates, but graduate students as well. So students are wanting that personalized touch that we talked about.
Right.
Yeah.
They can definitely get that from there.
From students who are going through the same thing.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're helping them grow as much as they're helping you grow.
Oh, I love that. What a great symbiosis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's really cool.
So it's really great. And they offer the same offering. So they do asynchronous and synchronous sessions. And we have a lot of students that are graduate students coming through there. I know Dr. Jeannie Cornstrom, sends a lot of her education students there, and a lot of them have high praise for that program.
Oh, so great.
It's great to see. You know, I think that's one of their strongest points is servicing graduate students. So I would encourage our students to definitely check it out and definitely meet the team, because they can get that in-person interaction online and really develop that personal relationship.
And how can our grad students access that?
So it's going to be a similar process to tutor.com. So the student will log into Blackboard, and right below their course tab, they're going to see organizations, and hopefully they bookmark graduate support services.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Make sure you bookmark that one.
Yes.
Next to
click that star. Yes.
That star.
And like and subscribe.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So, and there's an org that says
correct.
Writing Center. Okay. So yeah, graduate students, if you haven't checked out your organizations tab on Blackboard, I highly, highly recommend that. There are so many resources. And I know there might seem like quite a few organization sites, but a lot of them have a lot of the same information.
Yes.
So if you don't go through all of them, just maybe go through one. Check out our grad support services site. I try to put as much relevant information in there for you guys as I possibly can. And if you see something that you need that's not there, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We are here for you. So, all right. What else? What else can you tell us about what your role at Sol Ross can offer grad students?
Sure. So, with everything that we're doing, you know, my main objective always is to make sure that our students are aware of our services and are utilizing them. So, I always encourage students to share feedback. You know, on tutor.com, there's always a survey that they can do at the end of each session. So, if they're doing a synchronous session, that's part of their time of tutoring. Please fill out that form. It's less than a page long. It takes about 30 seconds to do.
Feedback is so important. As students, understand how important that quick and accurate feedback is when it comes to your assignments. And, you know, it's the same thing when it comes to any of the services that we offer. We don't like the surveys any more than you guys do, but they are so, so important.
We understand, you know, the last thing you want to do is fill out more paperwork.
Exactly.
On top of
writing that essay.
But right. It does help us. It really does. You know, it helps inform our decisions. You know, my main objective right now, again, is to start targeting our ESL and ELL students. I want to make sure not only have they come from a Spanish-speaking background, but more broadly speaking, our international students.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that they have equal representation, and just that's been my objective. So for our students that are looking at their email, they're probably going to start seeing more advertisements in Spanish, more advertisements in different ways. So we're trying out different things. I have a background in digital marketing, so I'm trying out
employing
some digital tactics there, you know, to see what works. So we're doing some A-B testing, which basically, you know, we're doing similar advertisements but slightly different wording, because I want to see what resonates more with our students. So definitely, you know, look at those advertisements and let us know what we can do to help you out. But that's my main objective right now, just making sure that our students feel comfortable with the platform. We're doing a lot of grassroots advertisements, and kind of going back to your question of the overall outcome, I'm really glad to see that faculty are getting on board with the service as well. Just kind of going over that information with them and seeing, you know, this isn't additional work you have to add to your syllabus.
Exactly.
It's definitely a net positive for everyone.
I agree. And, you know, we were throwing a lot of change in faculty right around the same time that tutor.com came on, because I think that we were switching to the Blackboard Ultra version.
Blackboard Ultra.
And so it may have, we tried to highlight them both together, but one or the other may have been buried. So it's nice to hear that the faculty are coming on board, because without faculty support, a lot of this will not do nearly as well. So
Absolutely. We
need to look at it holistically and get everybody's buy-in. So I think that's amazing. I have no more questions. Daphne, what about you?
Well, I just want to provide our information. So if you have any questions about grad school, graduate admission, resources, workshops, anything at all. We are on the third floor of BAB, of the Briscoe Administration Building. We're all on the third floor. We have our Blackboard Administrator. We have Graduate Admissions, our Dean of College of Graduate Studies, Dr. Laura Payne. We have our Blackboard Designers and services. So if you have any questions, you can email gradcenter@solross.edu. Or you can call me, 432-837-8023. I used to be an undergrad and a graduate student here at Sol Ross.
So Daphne just completed her second master's. And walked this last semester. We are so proud.
Thank you. It was so cool because I was a business brainhead. Mm-hmm. And so going into education was a total shift for me, because business is just very, you know, finance, numbers, analytics. So writing was very difficult for me. So, you know, I did have to take a research writing class, which needed, you know, we needed to go into tutor.com, which was very helpful. I think my writing improved significantly.
Amazing.
With using tutor.com. And
so we have a real life testimony from a real life grad student.
Living proof that it works.
Yes.
My testimony. But yeah,
hashtag not sponsored.
Not at all. No. I wasn't. Yeah, it's not.
Except
it's not
by PPOHA.
No paid promotional here. But I really did appreciate, you know, that they provided that resource for us. Yeah. And even as a staff member, it helped my overall job.
Right.
Because I am an admission coordinator, so I have to talk a lot. I have to, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just having that tool, it really helped me in improve overall.
Wonderful.
And just my academics and my professional, you know, career, which was great. And yeah,
and it's free and it's available 24/7.
Yes.
What more could you want, really?
Yes.
Out of a resource. So that's really amazing. I think we're ready to wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
Yeah,
thank you both. I really,
we've been wanting to do this for the longest time. It's the podcast and so I'm super excited.
And thank you, Bobby G, for this wonderful setup and running this for us. That's amazing that we have this yet another resource available here. I mean, I feel so fancy.
I know. and just having great conversation with great staff and students that work here at Sol Ross. So you get to know us personally.
Yes.
And just what we're about. We're not, you know, we're not just that email that's
exactly
generated
that.
AI. And so we're just super excited to share these tools, these resources for us, and possibly, you know, answer these questions about grad school, because in overall it's super scary.
Agreed.
I knew it was scary for me, you know, and I was an admission coordinator at the time, and it was still scary for me.
There's a lot you don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
Until it's knocking at your door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with this series, Mastering Grad School, we hope to provide some, to fill those gaps in the knowledge that you guys might have. So we plan to do this every semester, maybe once a month. If we're really good. Fingers crossed. Thank you for joining us for the very first Mastering Grad School.
Email us with any other questions or tools that you'd like us to, or other staff members or faculty members you'd like to hear from.
Absolutely,
we're super excited to, you know, please our audience.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You let us know what you want to see from us. We are here from you guys. So once again, thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Daphne, thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Bobby. Thank y'all.
All right. And I think that'll get it.